Yes.
We should say yes to the Lord.
但人一堕落以后呢？
But after man's fall,
刚好翻过来。
It just turned the other way.
你看你对神说 no, 反而对撒旦说 yes.
So man says no to God, yes to Satan.
所以弟兄姊妹，因着这个缘故，你看我们这个人就变成肉体。
So because of this, man became flesh.
那么这个就是悲哀 ，very sad. 你看，非常悲哀。这是第二部曲。
So this is the second movement.
那么这个是第六章。
That's the chapter six.
但是你读到第十章的时候
，So by the time you read chapter ten,
你看见那么到那个时候，人不光堕落在罪里面，不光在肉体里面。
Man not only has fallen in his flesh.
Sin and flesh.
Sin and flesh.
那现在到了创世纪第十章呢？
So in Genesis chapter 10,
你看有七十个国家
兴起。 There are 70 nations that have come up.
那么这个七十个国家在圣经里面就代表全世界。
The 70 nations represent the whole world.
所以你看主耶稣打发七十个门徒出去，你看。
So that's how the Lord sent out 70 disciples.
为什么？因为这个七十个乃是代表整个的世界来。
Because these 70 represent the whole world.
他打发十二个门徒到以色列人中间去。
He sent 12 disciples to Israel.
因为以色列人有十二个支派。
Because Israel has 12 tribes.
那为什么打发七十个门徒呢？
So why sent 70 disciples?
因为这个世界有七十个国。
Because the world has 70 nations.
这是创世纪告诉我们的。
That's what the Genesis says.
你一个个去数，一定是七十个。
If you say, count each one of them here is 70.
你如果算不对，你再来找我。
If you didn't count right,
我保证一定是七十。
Come to me, I guarantee you there are 70.
一定。所以你看，圣经是用七十个国来代表整个的世界。
So the Bible uses 70 nations to represent the whole world.
但是更重要的。
But even more important.
就在这些国家里面。
Is among all these nations.
有一个国是特别的。
There's one that's special.
那个国就是巴比伦。
And that is the country of Babylon.
那讲到巴比伦的时候
，So when he's talking about Babylon,
他讲的尼禄
，It says Nimrod.
那尼禄是谁呢
？And who is Nimrod?
尼禄是那个时候的英雄。
That Nimrod was the hunter.
Hero, he also hero. 而且他可以说 the founder of the nation of Babylon. 他可以说是国父，巴比伦的国父。
And he's the founder of the country of Babylon.
那么弟兄姊妹，不光如此
，Brothers and sisters,
在他的带领底下。
Under his leadership,
那不光是建立了巴比伦的城
，not only he built the city of Babylon,
而且也建立了巴别塔。
He also built the Tower of Babel.
所以是在尼禄的率领之下
，so it's under his Nimrod.
全世界联合起来
，leadership, the whole world got united.
现在不是一个人背叛神
，not only one against the.
现在全世界联合起来。背叛神
The whole world united is against God.
所以现在你明白吗？
So、
这七十个国家就变成一个世界。
The 70 nations become one world.
但这个世界在尼禄的手下。
But this was under Nimrod's hand.
尼禄带着大家起来背叛神。
Nimrod's leading all of them against God.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
这就是最早的 Antichrist。
This is the earliest Antichrist.
所以你读到启示录的时候
，So when you read Revelation，
你看你有 Antichrist， 你看有敌基督
，Then you see Antichrist。
那弟兄姊妹，那么在创世纪老早就提到了。
So in Genesis already talked about one。
而那个人的名字就是尼禄。
And his name was Nimrod.
你看见吗？这非常有意思，非常有意思。
This is very interesting.
那么你看见说一开始因为尼禄这个巴比伦这个国家起来了。
Because Nimrod. Rose up with a nation of Babylon.
而且那个 city of Babylon 也建立城也建立起来了。
The city also got built up.
那么世界就形成了。
Then the whole world became together.
所以世界是什么，弟兄姊妹
？So what is the world?
世界乃是个 moral system， 是一个道德的世界。
The world is a moral system.
结果你看见是尼禄把它组织在一起的。
It's Nimrod that brought them together.
但是背后是谁呢？
And who is behind it?
背后是撒旦。
Behind it is Satan.
所以撒旦用尼禄最早的时候就把世界把它组织起来了。
So Satan is the one who used Nimrod to get the whole world together.
所以巴比伦在圣经里面永远代表世界。
So Babylon always represents the world.
所以圣经说不要爱世界。
So the Bible says, "Do not love the world."
你看见吗？很稀奇的。圣经说不要爱世界。
It's very interesting. The Bible says, "Do not love the world."
所以很明显给我们看，罪是神的仇敌。
We know that the sin is the enemy of, against
God. 肉体是神的仇敌。
Flesh is the enemy against God.
但是不要忘记，世界也是神的仇敌。
Do not forget, the world is also the enemy.
我们告诉年轻弟兄姊妹，
we tell the young brothers and sisters,
他们爱世界。
They love the world.
因为这个世界非常可爱， very lovely.
Because the world is very lovely.
但是我们要提醒他们，
but we have to remind them,
这个世界是有毒，有 poison.
This world has poison.
这个世界当他用笑脸来欢迎年轻人的时候，
the world is welcoming them with a smiling face.
他没有想到背后是有毒的。
But the people do not know this poison behind.
所以在这里你看见吗？如果我们知道到底世界是怎么开始的，
so we say, how did the world begin?
你只要问巴比伦怎么开始就可以了。
And just ask how did Babylon begin?
所以我们不要忘记。
So don't forget.
今天你看见世界有那么多的国家。
So we see so many countries in the world.
那就从表面上来就是世界。
So just as you can see, it's the world.
但是在尼禄的背后，实际上撒旦在背后。
Behind that is Nimrod.
结果你看见他们要建巴别塔，最后要高，要传扬他们自己的名。
They want to build the tower of Babylon. They want to have their own name exalted.
结果后来你看见神就混乱了他们的口音。
So God then confused their tongues.
所以现在你看见我们许许的话又都不一样了。
So now we have so many different languages.
同样是中国。
Just like China.
你看，福州人听不懂温州人讲的话。
福建人 can understand the 温州人。
光是福建人。
Only the 福建人。
同样在一个省一个 state 里面。
Even within one province.
你看见吗？这个很多的南福建南边的人就听不懂福州人在讲什么。
The ones from the south can understand the north.
你知道原因在什么地方？
What's the reason?
这个故事就是从这里开始。
The story began here.
所以你看见说，这个撒旦是要利用。世界上的 politics 许多的政治要达到什么？要达到他管辖整个世界的目的。
So Satan is using the politics in the whole world to get his own purpose.
那不光如此。
And not only this.
这个巴别塔
，the Tower of Babel，
和偶像发生关系。
And idol have a relationship.
所以现在这考古学家认为说他们找到巴别塔。
So now, scientists they found the Tower of Babel.
他们认为是那个巴别塔，实实在在说来，根本就是偶像的庙。
So really, Tower of Babel is a temple of idol.
Yeah. 所以那么你说这个偶像从哪里来的呢？
And where did the idol come from?
你就发现很稀奇。
As you see, very interesting.
原来宗教的来源。
We know that the origin of religion.
一定要推到巴比伦去。
Oh, it goes back to Babylon.
所以弟兄姊妹，不管什么宗教，
so no matter what religion,
你最后你会发现它根本就从巴比伦那里来的。
And at the end, you trace everything back to Babylon.
那巴比伦的宗教是什么宗教呢？
And what is the religion Babylon?
他们这个宗教，第一，他们是拜尼禄，尼禄是谁？
First, they worship Nimrod as God.
然后呢，尼禄的妻子就是女神 goddess。
And then Nimrod's wife was the goddess.
所以你看见说后来呢，这个巴比伦的宗教就传到全世界各地去。
So we see the religion for Babylon was dispersed to the whole world.
那这个宗教有它的哲学，叫做 mystery， 那就是我们所说的奥秘。
So this religion has its mystery.
这个 mystery 就是 philosophy.
It's a philosophy.
就是我们所说的 mystery。
Which is a mystery.
那么这个奥秘不是普通每个人可以懂得的。
This mystery not everybody can understand.
那么如果你要参加他们宗教的话，
if you want to join their religion,
他们要给你一个金的杯子，
they'll give you a golden cup.
里面放了酒，
and with a wine inside.
那么这个很浓很烈， very strong.
Very strong.
那么你喝了以后呢，大概你慢慢有一点醉了。
So when you drink, you become somewhat drunk.
你慢慢好像不大清楚了。
Gradually become unclear.
那这个时候呢，他们就把那个奥秘告诉你。
So at this time, they tell you the mystery.
告诉你说你不需要救主， you don't need a savior.
They tell you don't need a savior.
你只要自己把自己改良改良就可以了。
You just need to reform yourself.
你不要忘记，这个就是所有宗教的 philosophy 都是从这里来的。
All the philosophies come from here.
那从巴比伦来的
from Babylon,
很清楚很清楚的
very clear.
那不光如此
And not only
因为巴比伦呢 astronomy 很好就是这个天文学非常好
astronomy was very advanced in Babylon.
而且这些懂得天文的人呢都是这些祭司们都是 priests
And also understand astronomy with the priests
所以呢他们就把这个astronomy 跟宗教就混在一起
so they mix the religion and astronomy
结果这就是 astrology 就是星象
so that becomes astrology
然后传到中国就是所谓的易经
so then in China becomes 易经
所以我们晓得这些东西我们如果仔细来看的话通通是从巴比伦来的
if you look carefully all of these things come from Babylon
所以如果你去研究世界各种的宗教最后你一定会追回到巴比伦
So if you investigate all of the religions, you always get to Babylon.
佛教 Buddhism 就是个例子。
As an example,
你如果到印度去的话
if you go to India,
他们会告诉你最早最早这个佛教根本就是巴比伦的宗教。
They will tell you that the earliest form of Buddhism is in Babylon.
不过那些印度人呢把它改变了。
But the Indians, Hindu changed it.
后来到了释迦摩尼的时候，他们的方，释迦摩尼那个
the
founder of the religion.
Founder of the religion.
他就觉得这个印度把这个宗教已经变成不不不不这个把这个把这个巴比伦宗教把它变了样子了。
So they just changed the appearance of that Babylonian religion.
所以这个 Buddha 就是这个释迦摩尼呢，又把它改回去了。They change it back.
They change it back to Charlotte that king. Change it back to the original.
Yeah, 这个就是今天的 Buddhism.
And this is today's Buddhism.
那么你读埃及宗教，研究埃及的宗教也是这样。
So if you study the religion in Egypt, it's also same thing.
你看中国也是这样。
You see China same thing.
你看见很多的宗教啊，都是儿子跟儿，这个都是一个偶像，一个女神，然后有一个儿子。你看西西。
So you see all of these religions have a goddess and a son.
那么这个中国也有观音，是不是？
In China, they have a 观音 the goddess.
我觉得很稀奇的一件事。
It's really interesting.
有一次我们到哪里去？有一次我们到这个拿撒勒去。
Once we went to Nazareth.
拿撒勒是从全世界各地啊，就送了这个送了一些这个这个一些像去。
So many places sent
就是
statues
那么这个 statue 你知道普通都是那个都是个母亲和一个儿子
and the statue would be a mother with a son
那么这个图大家应该看得很都很熟悉很清楚
so many have seen this very common
结果你没有想到啊居然在拿撒勒
but in Nazareth
你看见他们为着这个纪念主耶稣的降生呢
But they want to remember the birth of our Jesus.
所以呢，把所有这些母亲，所有这个像啊，世界送的各地的像，通通送来。
So they have all of these gifts sent from different ones, with mother.
中国，中国也送了一尊。
And China sent one.
你仔细看看，那是观音。
Look very carefully, it's a 观音。
You see, 你所以弟兄姊妹，你看稀奇的很。
So it's very interesting.
所以我们从这里，你就会发现说，很多的宗教呢，事实上是追回到这个创世纪历史上。
So we see all these religions all go back as the Genesis chapter 10.
所以现在你明白吗
？So now you understand.
这个那个你不记得那个在这个十七章启示录十七章不是有巴比伦吗？
So you see in Revelation chapter 17, there's Babylon.
但是那个奥秘的巴比伦
With the mystery of Babylon.
而且不光如此，而且那个是个女的，不是是个妇人，就坐在那个兽的上面。
So we read about a woman sitting on a beast.
然后那里讲的 mother of harlots， 你看见没？是所有污秽的母亲。
So it's the mother of the harlots.
那么这什么意思
？What does that mean？
这就是告诉我们说，这个巴比伦的宗教，所有的宗教是从巴比伦来的。
So that means that all the religions come from Babylon.
到了主耶稣回来的时候
，So at the time the Lord's return，
他们又回到巴比伦
，They will go back to Babylon.
所以到那个时候，全世界是一个宗教的。
So at that time there will be one world religion.
所以有一个 unification， 有一个统一的局面，那就是宗教的统一。
So there will be unification of the religion.
所以大家看得很清楚。
So everybody,
创世纪是全世界是一个宗教。
So in Genesis, there's one religion.
刚开始的时候，慢慢慢慢就后来就搞各种不地方，慢慢就有一点好像有点花样不同的 variety。
Gradually, it changed into different varieties.
那么到了启示录的时候
，by revelations.
那现在也是很多的 varieties， 很多的不同
varieties.
但是最后呢，他们要回到他们母亲的怀抱。
But then they will go back to the mother.
所以现在你就能明白。
So now you can understand.
所以巴比伦在圣经里面
，Babylon in the Bible，
一面是指着政治、军事的，就指着外面的世界说的。
So on one hand, talk about political world.
另外一方面是指的 religious world， 指的宗教世界。
And then, also on the other hand, talk about religious world.
所以你看见，所以很清楚的，非常非常清楚。
So it's very very clear.
所以如果我们这样来读，我们这样就清楚巴比伦。所以难怪在启示录第十。